Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina's government offices are continuing to move into the 21st century with a recent announcement that more than 150 official business forms can now be filed online for the very first time. Mark Hammond is South Carolina's Secretary of State, and today he's in our studio. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us what your office does, the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State's office here in South Carolina is integral in the transaction of business. People who want to incorporate file articles of incorporation, file articles of organization, file UCCs, which is the Uniform Commercial Code. They're always amending those articles because of changes to their corporations, and they're always requesting that information for a business transaction or maybe a closing.
And when they have a new company with a brand new name, they need to check with your office to make sure the name is available.
That's correct. By going to our website, by typing that name in, if the name is available or if the name is already taken, and you can do that at any time. We had someone incorporate at 2 o'clock in the morning. We couldn't get that filing back to them until the office opened.
Share with us some of the other more common forms that are now available online for businesses to use.
Well, it would be the articles of organization, the articles of incorporation, and then amendments to those two. And so that could be changing a registered agent, it could be changing address, changing originator, but also to merge. And there's a lot of businesses that are buying other businesses that would need an array of forms. And then also a lot of corporations also want to dissolve for one purpose or another. And all that can be done currently online. So we have many more amendments than we do actual incorporations.
What have been the challenges in getting all of this online?
Well, it's been a real process, and I really appreciate my staff and sc.gov. We have worked on this for around 3 years because we had a lot of forms to go through. Those forms had to be correct, and we had to put it into as simple a format as we possibly can. We have that online now, and we started this on January 17th of this year, and I'm proud to say that in 3 months, 10,000 people have incorporated in the Secretary of State's office through this online system at 60% compliance. And that's real good for a new program like this, and I think the numbers are going to get even higher.
10,000 just since this has come up and running, that must have alleviated a lot of work with people coming to your office and waiting in your office to fill out forms, and then, of course, the old snail mail form.
Exactly. We will receive that online filing. We have to still manually review it to make sure that everything is correct, and we will send you back an email. You will look at that email. It will tell you what the cost will be. Once you pay that, then you can open that email, and your articles of organization or articles of incorporation will be in there. We'll have those certified, and they can be used for any business transaction that you would need them for.
So the payment processing is also all online now.
That's right. All that is done electronically. Part of this program, too, is where you can request documents, and this has been very beneficial for the business community because over time, maybe people can't find their articles of incorporation, but yet they may need them for a business transaction. Well, before they would mail a request or come by the office, now you can request those documents through this website, and we email those back to you, and you can take those to your bank or take those to your office, whatever that you would need those for to transact business, which is been a big help to the business community and help speed the process up.
How much of this information is publicly accessible to anyone?
Oh, it's all public information. You can currently go to our website and you can type in the name of a corporation and you can see who the registered agent is. You can see the address and probably, I don't have any numbers for you, but I would think that the Secretary of State's website is one of the most frequented websites in all of state government because people are constantly looking on our website to locate contact information for these corporations so that they can get in touch with them for whatever business reason that they may need to do that.
Well, Mark, Congratulations on getting all of this up and running and online. It sounds like it's running smoothly. And thank you for stopping by our studio today.
Well, thank you.
Mark Hammond is South Carolina's Secretary of State, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.